Hi, I'm Will Ertl. I'm from Irvine, California, and I'm 18 years old.
Will, just walk us through your journey to end up with the Olds Grizzlies this season and from down south of the border.
So, yeah, I've been playing in California my whole life, and we come up north a lot, and we actually played Coach Tyson's team in a tournament in Victoria, and he saw me there, and then later in the year we started talking, and then that's pretty much how I ended up in Olds.
Excellent. And so how did the training camp, the preseason, and the transition to the AJHL go for you this season?
Yeah, I mean, it went pretty well. I definitely think our camp and our practices during that preseason helped the transition. But overall, yeah, I would say it's been pretty good transition.
Yeah, you bet. So what have you learned from having guys like Tyson and then an NHL draft pick and Dylan Olsen, who's obviously a defenseman by trade, on your coaching staff as well?
Yeah, it's been great. They have so much knowledge for the game and so many things to just help you get better on and off the ice that it's been really, really awesome to learn from them.
Yeah, you bet. What do you feel your strengths are as a defenseman?
I think I'm a good skater, and I think I pass the puck pretty well.
You bet. A lot of the nights we've seen you paired with Brody Martin, is he the number one guy when you're working out there, or have you felt comfortable with others as well?
Yeah, I've definitely felt really comfortable with Brody Martin. We played a lot together in camp and preseason, so yeah, I think we play well together for sure.
You bet. We started to see you take some chances and be able to make some rushes up the ice. Is that something you want to continue to develop throughout the season?
100%. I definitely think offense is a part of my game, so 100%. Just want to keep taking those chances and get more comfortable with that.
You bet. You guys had a big win in Whitecourt over the Wolverines. You played the defending champs and the national champs to a 4-3 shootout loss here on Friday night. So you've had some good results versus some good teams here. On those particular nights, what do you feel that the Grizzlies have done well?
I think we've been detailed throughout the whole game. We've played a full 60 minutes in both those games. And yeah, I think we defended well, which allows us to compete with those teams.
For sure. You've had a number of new players work their way into the lineup here, and you guys certainly have a high talent level, I think, in the locker room when you guys are looking at each other. What do you feel the strengths of this team can be going forward?
I think we're a very close team, so we obviously have a lot of trust in each other and all that, but yeah, we have a lot of skill, we have a lot of talent, and we can play very fast, so I think that'll be something that you'll see with us in the future.
For sure. Fort Mac, you did see them in the preseason here in Olds, and Sam Jungwell, I don't wind up having a hat trick in that game, so you get your first regular season crack at them here tonight. What are you expecting from the Oil Barons?
I think it'll be a pretty physical game. I think when we played them in preseason, it was more than 100 penalty minutes, so I expect a physical game and definitely a good game.
You bet. I always like to end these with a couple of rather funny or reflectful questions here. So just what is your favorite minor hockey moment of your career, Will?
Last year, we played in the national championship, and we unfortunately lost, but I mean, it's pretty cool to play for a national championship. So,
and what program was that with?
Fairmont Prep.
Excellent. And then and the last one, who is your hockey hero?
My hockey hero is Kevin Bieksa. I played for him for a few years, and he's great. He's like family to me, so definitely say him.
Yeah, for sure. So that was during the time where his career took him to Anaheim, I would imagine then. Yeah. So just tell us, maybe a little bit about what he was like with the players to be able to, be a former NHLer and try and instruct you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he started coaching us when we were younger, 11, 12 years old, and he coached us till we were 18. So he's very close with us, and he's a great coach. He's a great guy too. So he obviously brings so much to the game, but you can trust him, and if you can go to him if something's up. He's very, very good guy, so he's very easily approachable and brings so much to the game also, on the ice.
And it's turned into a pretty good broadcaster as well, hasn't
it? Yeah, great.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks for sharing some time with us here, Will. We hope to see you back in the lineup soon.
Yep, thank you.